Not a good return from the bank holiday weekend, mate. 2 points dropped, one gained.
Well, we asked for a reaction from the players and a response from Saturday, and I thought we got it. I thought defensively, we looked like a St Ives Town team. I thought we were very disciplined, very well organised, and limited them to, with the exception of the last 10 minutes where we put an extra forward on, and it became a little bit end-to-end. I thought in the 80 minutes previous to that, I thought we looked really, really sound, and you know, I wasn't at all worried about conceding. It was just about trying to find a way of scoring the first goal and then giving ourselves that chance and to go and win it. And you know, it felt perfectly, didn't it, right on the stroke of half time to Declan Rogers, one-on-one with a goalkeeper just inside the 18-yard box. And you know, I put my house on Declan to score them. I've seen him score them time and time again over the years, and unfortunately he's dragged it wide. So that was the perfect opportunity for us to go in at half time with a lead and then give ourselves an opportunity to defend it. You know, we didn't do that. And then as the game wore on, you know, what do? Do you settle for a point and you're happy with a point and put points on the board, or do you try and make changes to win it? And you know, we made the decision to put Danny Watson on and try and have a bigger goal threat. And you know, the one chance where maybe he could have laid in Luke Knight and tried to turn back on it, you know, that might have been another opportunity for us to go and take the lead. But then right at the end, them hitting the crossbar, you know, we could have lost it. So. No, I think it was a good response from the players. It's a tough place to come. They're a big side, physical side. You know, they're in a good run of form themselves. So I think it's a point gained. It's another point on the board. It's another point that teams have got to make up on us. Of course, we would have preferred the three, but you know, away from home with five games to go, I'm happy with the point.
Yeah, well, gents now missing the suspension coming up. What about Scott Sinclair? How's he doing? He obviously had to come off at half-time.
Yeah, we're not too sure, to be honest. We'll have to assess to see how Harry O'Malley's doing. You know, maybe that'll be an option in a week to 2 weeks' time, getting Harry back into the action. But Sinks, you know, he'll be a doubt for Saturday. But hopefully he'll be back in time for when Stephen Gentle's suspension starts. But it's one of those things at this stage of the season, Nigel. You know, we've got a good squad, and you know, everyone's fighting for places, and you know, we'll just have to make sure that we now look forward and try and build on this good away point, and hope other teams drop some points around us, and we try and pick up a win on Saturday at home to Ware, which is another tough game.
Another vital game, mate.
Yeah, we look
Thank
forward
very
to
much.
It. Cheers.
Cheers.